Our next applicant is the Racine Theater Guild. Take a look at the work samples.
See how there's a top?
Listen up, please. I need your help.
The Theater Guild was founded in 1938, and we moved into our present theater in 1976.
Is there something that shows
there? We have a beautiful 400-seat thrust theater.
Go, girl. Done one set.
This is my 25th season at the Theater Guild.
Really
in a few days, we will be mounting Sister Act.
You don't think so?
No, this is their marketing.
With 30 cast members.
And I mean, they
singing and dancing nuns,
perhaps,
and a couple
a
priests.
Yeah. And we're pretty clear on that within this one.
We do theater because we enjoy it and it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of people that make Theater Guild really special.
They submit images as well,
I'm aware of this video.
Okay.
Just the video?
Well, they have a lot of collateral here, but that is not
work
sample material, so you gotta decide what you have to work with there.
Thank you.
I'll pass this around.
Ed, would you like to begin the review?
Sure. Racine Theater Guild is in Racine. Their budget is around $800,000. They were founded in 1938, claimed to be the oldest continuous, one of the oldest continuous community theaters in the state, one of the largest in the Midwest. They have done 8 main stage plays and musicals to about 50,000 patrons of all ages and backgrounds. They said several times that they are the only guild of its kind in a 30 mile radius, which is other parts of the state they drive 30 miles to get to town. So it was a limiting area. From July 17 to June 18, they did 157 individual events, everything from comedians to jazz, musicals, to children's theater. Classes offered, they had 133 class sessions offered to fill in the arts gaps in the area schools, designed for ages 3 through 18. They have a partnership with the Racine School District. 32% of the audience members travel from outside Racine County, including 23 states. So, again, I go back to that 30-mile radius. I didn't know why that was significant when you're pulling people from that far away. They are a key part of Racine's tourism scene. They have a board of directors made up of 20 individuals representing the community and membership sides of the organization. A minimum of 7 board member representatives must be a member and by paying dues. So that's 7 out of 20. And actively committing 20 hours of service per year devoted to the Racine Theater. They have several committees, including leadership, fundraising, financial development, community relations, goodwill, and management practices. They have monthly meetings. Weaknesses, they rely a lot on volunteers. They're concerned with burnout. They have a facility built in 1976. And they've outgrown the storage and rehearsal capacity. They've merged two schools to create the Gilmore Fine Arts School. They're launching a youth board next spring with student representatives from area high schools. They're probably going to be impacted in some way by Foxconn. They are a member of the American Association of Community Theater.
Ed, I'm going to call time and go on to Tessa.
And Ed, there's a lot of print collateral for you to look at. This.
Okay.
I did see that there was a deficit 2016-17 due to fluctuation in investments. I did see that they're addressing, like Ed said, a gap in the community of students having an opportunity to see live ballet performances. A strength and a weakness is there are 500 volunteers that work on the productions. And like Ed said, they're concerned with burnout. In my notes, I said I didn't recall seeing samples, but I just seen them. So, of their season brochure and marketing material. And that's all I have.
Ed, did you have other comments?
No, not often.
Other comments?
Yeah, I really appreciated that they are they're looking at creating a youth board that's bringing in teens from local high schools to make programming and strategic decisions. Point out that they rebuilt part of their theater for greater physical accessibility, and that they are looking at that concern about overtaxing their volunteers by they're looking into getting a volunteer coordinator position to help with that.
I felt looking, their organizational plan was excellent. I thought that this is the kind of organizational plan that I would expect. I think it's a good template, especially for large organizations. This is, you know, theirs is 9 pages. It's very detailed, and maybe not something that smaller organizations can do, but I would expect this is what I would look for from a large organization.
Great.
I had a couple of things that jumped out at me. The percentage from fundraising was 8% of the budget. And there was a lot of discussion, and I'm sure there are, a bunch of dedicated volunteers. But in a budget their size, there's also a salary expenditure of over $100,000, which is a significant portion of the budget. So there is, you know, and the last thing, and this happened, ironically, in two grants in a row, this one and the next one, there is an income and expense item on the 990 for a trip. $108,000 of income and $90,000+ of expense. So whatever it was a positive generator for the organization. But that's such a significant part of their budget that I'd like to know where they went and why. You know, it just called out to me. It just raised a question for me that I was unable to answer.
I have to say they did a nice job with tables and graphs, particularly on the evaluations and their online responses. And the way they presented the plan was very readable.
Any other comments?
Did you say that the plan was readable or the narrative was readable? I'm sorry. I didn't catch that, Ed. Your last comment.
The plan.
Okay, got it.
The way it's presented.
The organizational plan.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Any other comments? Thank you.